At the recent Indian River Citrus League annual meeting in Vero Beach, League Chairman and President T.P. Kennedy discussed major issues impacting Indian River area growers and fresh fruit shippers. He discusses some of those, including fruit quality and water issues, and also talks about canker, HLB, and the Citrus Research and Development Foundation's expansion of some HLB research into the Indian River area.
This year, the quality looks to be good. The size looks to be decent, and you know we're looking forward to a good crop this coming year. Last year was a challenging crop for us growers. You know, we had small fruit. The fruit drop was excessive. This year, keep our fingers crossed that we can go through the fall here with little to no fruit drop, and I think we'll have a pretty good quality crop. The internal and external qualities of the fruit is good this year. Our bricks is higher than last year, so that's all. It's good for our export programs.
So far, no big signs of fruit drop. I've heard there's some in canker groves. Is that pretty much what you're seeing?
Yeah, we don't have much canker in some of our areas, but canker groves, it's always going to drop some fruit. But greening drop, we haven't seen any yet.
You also talked about some water issues that are important always in the Indian River area. Tell us about some of the big water issues now.
Yeah, Doug's been working on the reconnection of the St. John's and South Florida Water Management District to move water back and forth during dry times. That looks like it's coming to fruition with the study being funded by both districts for reconnection. Also, we're working on water farming, which is enables the growers to give them another option to work on while they're in transition period before they plant back, so they can hold and store water for the districts and get paid for it, you know, in a holding pattern.
We've been working on those. I think Doug mentioned that for a couple of years now, both of those issues, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. And the Calkin study is just in from down in Martin County, where they did, a one-year study. They're 1 year into a three-year study down there. The data looks good for holding water, so hopefully the district will go ahead and do more pilot studies. Like the Calkin study.
The Doug Kennedy referred to is Doug Bornique, who has served as the league's executive vice president for decades. Next, Kennedy addresses canker and HLB issues on the river.
We always have the canker issue that, you know, we hopefully we get the European Union to change their stance on canker and having get away from the canker freedom in the grove. But that's the one thing we still have to live with this year. You know, all the groves that go to Europe have to be canker-free again.
HLB, you got the same problems here the rest of the state has, correct?
Oh, we do. You know, we battle with the same problems. You know, right now everybody's working with additional nutritional programs to get the best quality crop they can. And hopefully we'll have some other kind of silver bullet down the road to help us in the battle. You know, hopefully with antimicrobials or something along those lines.
Several months ago, you went to the CRDF requesting some nutritional studies and other things, and I think they recently approved pretty much what you all were asking for, expansion of research over here.
We did. We got some programs expanded. We didn't get all of what we wanted, but we got enough for now, and hopefully we'll get some more in the future with this cycle coming up right now. So nutritional, it looks good right now.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.